The press conference about to start for the Blind Driver Challenge. Kevin Morley at the mic before the press conference begins. As people are still making their way into the room, a lot of media and cameras right in front of us in the front row. We are as close as we can get to the action. Marco Riccobono has just entered the room. Of course, he was the blind driver. Momentarily, we expect to hear some of the proceedings. Kevin will start us off. Dr. Maurer is going to speak. Dr. Hong from Virginia Tech.
Richard Work.
May speak as well. And I'm sure we'll hear from Mark Riccobono. The atmosphere is still electric after what just occurred. Watching Mark navigate through that course. Not only going around the course at Daytona International, but avoiding obstacles, avoiding boxes, kind of just being thrown at him, passing a vehicle that was in front of him, and then making it to the finish line without a hitch at all. Many dignitaries are in the room, aside from the NFB, Congressman Micah from Florida. I believe he's in the room as well. And many members of the media, national media, in that front row, which kind of extends all the way across here, a good 30, 40 seats, filling up with the media covering this event. Blind Bargains Podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. For the latest in assistive technology, visit atguys.com.
If there are members of the media, take your seats in the front row, and fellow Federationists, fill up this room. And we'll get started here shortly. I've just received a pat on the back from the blind driver, by the way. Seems like it ought to be the other way around.
Just imagine how exhilarating that must have been for Mark to go through that. I think many of us would be very nervous to do this on a national stage, just in case something were to happen. And of course it didn't. Mark was cool, calm, and collected from all accounts. And he's here. He drove Daytona, and he's here to talk about it with us and live to tell about it. Over 300 from the NFB coming in here, still taking their seats, kind of bumping into each other around here. As they look around and try to find the seats, I think there's more people than seats at this point. So far, people will do what they can. The press conference actually scheduled to start at 12:30. As we're recording this, it's still several minutes before that time, so have a little bit to go here. After the press conference, we may have an opportunity to go check out the vehicle itself. That is advertised as a possibility. Of course, I think everyone in this room wants to go see the vehicle. So there might be a bit of a flood, but we will do what we can to get up there and learn even more about the Ford Escape. It's been modified for the blind. This is the second generation vehicle. Of course, the first to be brought out and demonstrated in front of the world. The first generation was a modified dune buggy that Virginia Tech spent.
Mark Riccobono just told me, let me go find my notes. I left them in the car. Probably under the driver's seat, I was supposed.
Spent $202,000 on a dune buggy, modified it, and that was the first prototype that people were driving at the NFB convention a year ago. Sorry, not the NFB convention, at NFB Eastland in 2009. Of course, technology has come a long way even since then. And one could only imagine, though, where it might be 5-10 years from now. It's very easy to sit around and say that this is impossible, it's never going to happen in our lifetime. But if you look at the progress that has been made in just the past decade in this and other initiatives, the impossible becomes possible. And we are seeing that
here. I'm told by Parnell Diggs that a board member of the National Federation of the Blind, I'm told that I should remind everyone that the way we pay for some of these extraordinary programs is when people text the word DRIVE to 85944, the word DRIVE to 85944, or to visit raceforindependence.org. Well, good afternoon, fellow Federationists, members of the Fourth Estate, guests, and our great friends from the World Center of Racing, Daytona International Speedway. If I may get your attention, we realize that there are some folks whom are still filing in, and my boss, John Perret, and the media gang tell me that we should get this show on the road, and so we're going to do that if folks can file in and take their places. Well, good afternoon. My name is Kevin Worley from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I am an entrepreneur and a very proud member of the National Federation of the Blind since 1983. What an historic day. I'm sure no one will disagree with that starting statement. A fabulous day and beautiful weather in Daytona. And while we're probably not quite ready for I-4 or I-95, I'm told that Mark Riccobono drove faster than many of the traffic jams that do exist from time to time on those highways. The National Federation of the Blind is certainly changing perceptions. If I could have your attention, please. If you could file in quietly, silently, in other words, devoid of noise, that would be helpful. The National Federation of the Blind is certainly changing perceptions and building new realities. Most of these realities would not have been possible or even believed until today. But we believe. And who are we? We are the NFB, 50,000 men and women of the National Federation of the Blind. We have collaborated with some amazing students at Virginia Tech, with great people at Torque Engineering. We have taught these bright minds about the capacity, creativity, and the steadfast commitment to change, which is found deep in the soul of the men and women of the National Federation of the Blind. And they have shared their talent, tenacity, and ingenuity with us. We of the National Federation of the Blind want you to meet some of the principals who have made this historic day a reality. So, we will meet a civil rights leader, dreamer, and believer. On the platform, we will also meet a scientist, professor, engineer, administrator, and believer. And from the platform, we will also meet a blind driver and believer. We also want you to get to know some of the members of the National Federation of the Blind, true believers. So we'll hear brief remarks from Dr. Mark Maurer, Dr. Dennis Hong, and Mark Riccobono, and a surprise guest. And we'll then adjourn after the formal briefing so that you can visit with those on the platform in an informal basis, as well as members of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind who are here, Virginia Tech students, the gurus from Torque Engineering, and members of the National Federation of the Blind who have come from all over this nation because they believe. In 2000, beginning of the last decade, Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, articulated a vision in his banquet address at the NFB Annual Convention. The vision was that the blind of the NFB would lead the way in this new decade and beyond to develop extraordinary new technologies, including one day develop a car that could be independently, safely, and efficiently driven by a blind person. That audacious and dynamic vision of Dr. Maurer has propelled us to this historic day. He imagines the unimaginable, and we believe. He inspires thousands to give more, be better, think bigger, and accomplish the incredible. But perhaps of greater importance to so many whose lives he has touched and transformed is his enormous generosity, warmth, and heart. Members of the media, friends, and colleagues, please welcome our leader, Dr. Mark Maurer.
Thank you very much, and thanks for all those kind words. When I was 16 years old, which is a long time ago now, in my town you got three things. You got the opportunity to drive. You got the opportunity to date. A very fascinating subject to somebody who's 16. And you got the opportunity to get a job. If you didn't have the capacity to drive, getting to a job meant you could only get the ones that were very close by. And I couldn't find anybody who wanted me because I was blind. And if you didn't have the opportunity to drive, the opportunity to date diminished to a good degree. Though some of us found a way anyhow. Eleven years ago, we started talking about the blind driver. Building an automobile the blind could use, and they said we couldn't do it. And we wondered how. And we thought, when we started thinking about what blind people can't do, how many of us have said, the first thing is that we can't drive. And we thought about our independence, and we thought about what we can do to make the world different and better. And we built the idea that we would bring together inspiration and technology. And my microphone almost went, but it didn't. Good. And today, to all of those who said it was just a stunt, and to all of those who said we couldn't, and to all of those who said that it would never happen, we say, you just watch us move. The blind are on the move. And we're going to stay there. This is the first day, but it's not the last. This is the beginning, but it's not the end. This is how we started, but it is certainly not how we intend to finish this job. We will have the same independence, the same mobility, the same opportunities that everybody else has. And part of building this technology is expressing the view that intellect can be expressed in ways that are not visual, and they're just as good and sometimes better than the others. That's what we mean in the National Federation of the Blind. And this thing is the beginning. Now, we like the friends who come to join with us to help us. Today, I was in the car as it rolled out onto the track. I was tempted to ride along for the whole ride, but I thought it would be a better demonstration if there was only one person in the car, a blind driver. But the person beside me, driving the machine out onto the Daytona Speedway, is a person who has come because he believes in building new opportunities and new technologies, and he believes in giving an opportunity to those who have not had it, and to substantially believing in the independence of Americans, built by Americans. We have the chairman of the Transportation Committee of the House of Representatives, a congressman who's been there for 18 years, a man from Florida. Please welcome John Mica.
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much, Dr. Barr, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I've had the honor of representing the Daytona Beach area for 18 years in Congress. Welcome. What a great day. Isn't this a fantastic day? Not only is the weather beautiful, and everybody raise your hand who's from outside of Florida. Wow. Thank you. I brought the sunshine. I hope you brought the money. But we are absolutely delighted here at the Daytona Beach Speedway, the Daytona Greater Area, to welcome you and thank you. And what's so neat about today is a historic day, not only for our community, not only for those who are blind and vision and sight impaired, but this is a great opportunity for all of America and transportation.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, just I want you to know, just Wednesday, I assumed the chair of one of the largest committees in Congress, the Transportation Committee. And I can't think of a better way to start off my tenure than being with people who have a great vision for transportation for the future. And you know, we were out there and a couple of folks said, you know, it wasn't a big day when Wilbur and Orville Wright, they only got a few feet off the ground. But Mark made it all the way around, and let's give him a souvenir coin and a memento for the day, but it's a great day for all of us. And the other thing, too, is there are many people who aren't with us, but there are many people who will benefit from what has taken place. I want to thank Virginia Tech, all those involved in this project. I told someone else, you know, in conclusion, last year we had about 38,000 people die on the roads. And what you did here today is going to help bring the technology of the future, not only for those that are blind, visually impaired, but for all drivers. And then the offshoots from this type of technology that's being developed are just incredible. This is like launching the space program, but we're launching it for you. Thank you for being here.
It's great that you're going to be the transportation infrastructure chair in this congressional session, and I think this is an auspicious time. It's a wonderful time, and we, a few years ago, probably with your help, passed an act in Congress, the Lewis Braille Commemorative Coin Program, and we used this to demonstrate why we need to make sure that more than only about 10% of blind kids get Braille.
Yeah.
We sold these coins, and the Federation took that money and plowed it right back into literacy programs. I have one of these coins that I carry around all the time, and I'd like now for you, Congressman, to have this Louis Braille Commemorative Coin.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, we have a couple of more people to meet. I'm going to get this cane out of the way. You know, some people say, how do you pay for these efforts to reduce joblessness among the more than 70% of blind people who are still unemployed, the improved quality of life for blind seniors losing sight for various conditions at a higher degree than ever before, and to do the outreach to the blind, wounded warriors who are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq in greater numbers than ever before. How do you pay for these revolutionary programs to bring literacy to blind children? And one way is through, of course, our Imagination Fund at raceforindependence.org and our Text to Give program. And you can make a contribution when you text the word DRIVE to 89544. Text the word DRIVE. Can you tell that I used to be the fundraising chairman? I don't know if it... Well, some say the future is today. And it's certainly part of it. But Dr. Dennis Hong will tell you that the future is only beginning. Dr. Hong and his students have accepted the Blind Driver Challenge. And we look forward to other unbelievable technologically developments. We've also worked with the engineering firm at Torque Technology, and we challenge other engineering firms to join Virginia Tech and accept this challenge that Dr. Hung and his students have accepted. So, for a few moments about his vision of where we can go and where we have been, please welcome the professor, the teacher, Dr. Dennis Hong.
Hey.
I was told he was in the back. Mark, he didn't stay in the car out there, did he? We'll talk about the technology in a little bit. Let's do this. Is Dr. Hung in the house? Paul's here. Well, Paul... Don't you know the most dangerous place in the room is between Paul and a microphone? Why are you standing there? Paul, you want to come talk to us a little about the he's the interface guy. Paul, why don't you? Paul D'Angelo. All right, Paul, let's hear it.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. It's great to see you all out here today. You know, a lot of the work we do, you guys make it what's worth it, you know? We are really proud to work with the National Federation of the Blind, and really you guys have been very empowering, right? So, I guess since Dr. Hong's not here, I will take over and just let you guys know a little bit about the interfaces and how they work. So, what we have two different interfaces. One is called Drive Grip, and one is called Speed Strip. Now, Drive Grip is a set of gloves that is used to communicate steering information to the driver. Speed Strip is a seat cushion that sits right on your seat, and that is used to communicate speed information. Now, the way these work is by using vibrations or haptics, as some of you might know. And so what happens is, as you're driving, say you need to turn the steering wheel to a certain angle. Well, you'll feel on your gloves, there's four vibrating motors on the tops of each of your fingers on your left and right hand. And so say you need to make a slight left-hand turn, you'll feel a vibration on your left pointer finger. So you steer towards that vibration, and then once the vibration goes away, then you have the steering wheel at the right angle. And then if you need to turn back to the right again, you'll feel your right pointer finger vibrating. So you turn to the right, and once the vibration goes away, then you have the right steering angle once again. Now, the harder that you need to turn, the more the vibration moves down your fingers. So if you feel your left pinky vibrating, you want to do a hard left turn. Okay, and by using just these simple vibrations, it's actually a very intuitive interface. And as Mark has shown, it's very easy to use and very straightforward. Speed Strip works very similarly in that it has vibrating motors that move up the back and down the legs, and it communicates speed information by sending vibrations down your legs indicating to speed up and vibrations up your back indicating to slow down. So say that you need to just hit the accelerator just a little bit, you'll feel some slight vibrations in your lower legs, and then as you speed up, vibrations will stop once again, and the more you need to slow down, the vibrations will move up your back towards your shoulders, and that's when you know something's in your way, you should probably stop. So those are currently the two interfaces that we have developed right now. We are also developing more informational interfaces, which are focused on alerting the driver what exactly is around them so that they can make decisions on their own. For example, we have something called AirPix, which we are developing, which is almost like a tactile display where you just place your hand over an airfield and you can feel anything from shapes to patterns to signs on the road, anything like that, so we can inform the driver of what is going on around them and that they can make decisions on their own. So that's about all the interfaces that we have. We will bring the cars over to a public area over to the left shortly, and if you guys want to take a closer look at the interfaces, you can come on by. We'll have all of our engineers standing right beside the car, and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Paul, thanks very much. Now, you guys don't head out to look at the cars yet because they're not there yet. Paul D'Angelo, thank you very much, the lead graduate student. And Paul, I understand you're actually going to be the first one to publish a paper on the Blind Driver Challenge and what, later this year?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I hear that from my college student son as well. Hopefully. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your partnership and your collaboration. And many will, of course, be tempted to focus only on the technology. And, of course, the technology is important. It is very cool. But today, this historic day, let's not forget the human side, the lives we are touching and transforming, and the lives we will enhance, the people we will empower in the future. Okay? Here's the man from whom you really want to hear anyway.
Dr. Hong's here.
Well, we'll get to Dr. Hong. I want you to hear from the man. The man who directs intriguing and ingenious programs that shatter stereotypes about the blind. He leads the effort at our NFB Jernigan Institute, an extraordinary research and training facility in Baltimore, Maryland. There is no institute like it in the world because it is operated by the blind, for the blind, directing programs of training and research for us. Mark Riccobono is the husband of Melissa, herself, a blind leader of the blind. He is the loving father of Oriana and Austin. I messed it up earlier, I didn't want to do it again. He has been described as selfless, self-possessed, a man of principle and great passion. Today, let me just announce Mark Riccobono as the blind driver.
Warm? It's a little hot out there. I had to drive with the windows down. You know, for the first time in history, blind driver is not an insult. Today, I had the opportunity and responsibility to represent the thousands of members of the National Federation of the Blind. People who dream of new possibilities for their future, who seek greater independence, who strive for full participation in all aspects of our society. In our journey as blind people to push the boundaries, the horizons of independence, we continue to take on greater risk and responsibility. And we couldn't think of anything that was riskier and involved more responsibility than driving. And today, we've accepted that responsibility. There's a lot that could be said about this moment that we're in. I have to say, it's powerful for all of us as blind people, but for me personally, it's particularly meaningful. I shut out the notion that driving would ever be a possibility. I didn't want to think about it. I didn't want to worry about it. I just assumed it was not, like so many other people. I found out differently in the last year, and it has strengthened my deep commitment to the work of the National Federation of the Blind. I want to just share with you one particular story. that I think says it all to me. Yesterday, in another beautiful Florida sunny day, I got to take my own family for a ride. That's a first. As a blind father and husband, working to achieve the American dream, this was a very moving experience. It might have been the most moving experience I've ever had in my life to that point. Today might top it. To load my family into a car, battle with the car seat, which was more difficult than the driving itself, and go under my direction. What's more powerful than that? Dr. Maurer said, we want to go. What's more powerful than that? That experience with my family, taking the responsibility as well as the risk, is why we're here today. That is the place where innovation meets the human spirit and lives are changed. In closing, I want to say to everybody here that in pursuit of the seemingly impossible dream, the first mile of the journey is frequently the most difficult. Today, the blind have completed that mile. The roads to our dreams are open. And the only limitation is our failure to stay in the driver's seat and make our dreams a reality. Thank you very much.
Dennis Hong is here, and for members of the media and other folks who would like to visit with him, he's an extraordinary person of passion and just an excited guy to be a part of this and leading the students at Virginia Tech and working with our friends at Torque Technology, Torque Engineering. So if folks want to meet Dr. Hong, they should do that. It was an honor to have Paul up here speaking in your place, Doctor. You did a fine job, you'll know. I hope you give him an A. It'd be a good thing. Well, thank you all for coming to this. Stay here because I want to put on one of the guys, the main guy, I think, that made a lot of this happen, handled logistics and worked with all of us and coordinated and did what members of the National Federation of the Blind who lead things do and did it miraculously well, to talk a little about some logistics so people can go and actually get a feel, a look-see at the vehicle and how to get on the buses and the like. Also, he'll give some instructions to any media who are here who would like some personal interviews with our members, with students, with Dr. Maurer, Mark Riccobono. Did I mention he's the blind driver? So hang on. Here he is, Mr. John Perret.
Kevin, thank you. All right, just a few quick logistical things. First, before I get to the logistical, I do want to say that, you know, there's been a lot of people that really have believed in what we do. When Dr. Maurer came up with this idea and said that we were going to create a car and work with Virginia Tech that a blind person could drive, one of the people we ended up calling, Parnell Diggs, member of our national board, he called Daytona, the folks here, and said, we have a blind driver and we want to have them come drive on your race, on your course. Now, you know, they didn't blink an eye. They said, sure, that sounds like a good idea. And they were all for it. And as Julie, are you in the room? All right. I want to thank Julie. Julie and her team, Steve and his team, Lenny and his team, joined. I mean, the Mary, and other, there's the number of people at Daytona that believed in us and worked with us, the number of times that we came down. This is my fourth trip down here to the facility to help work on logistics. Being out on the track, it's been exciting, it's been fun, and they've been an incredibly good host, and we really need to give them a round of applause. All right, a couple of quick little logistics. All right, now the first thing that's going to happen, now Mark, you said we want to pull the vehicle out first?
Yes, sir.
All right, so everyone's going to need to stay in their seats for a moment. We'll be taking the vehicle out. It's going to be on display in the blue garage, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so you'll be able to go over to the blue garage and get a photo or kind of get close to the car. We probably, we don't have it set up for you to get in the car, but you'll be able to get close to the car and get a photo. That's one thing that you might want to do. We have a, remember we I told you about last night, we have a booth in the Sprint Fan Zone. I recommend you go back and visit the booth. That will be nice. Where Steve Brand is cooking chili for everyone in this room. All right, he's a member of the National Federation of Blind Greater Baltimore Chapter who's here with his team. So we encourage you, that chili will be available between 3 and 4 as part of the chili cook-off. Our buses will start leaving. The first bus will leave at 1:15. Now, we had to make a change. All buses, including the very first 1:15 bus, will depart from the NFB grandstand area, where you got let off. There'll be a bus at 1:15, sort of the early bus, and then all the rest will leave on the hour, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. 6 is the last bus. At 6:30, we'll be having our pizza party at the hotel in the ballroom. Everyone's invited. Now, for the press, we'll have Dr. Maurer and Mark Riccobono and other members of the national board, Dr. Hong and the students and members of the TORC team. We'll all be up here at the front. If you're having trouble getting to the person you need, please see me, and we have a series of people to help coordinate and schedule whatever interview you'd like to get. We have an overflow room because we'll have to move out of this room later this afternoon, and I think that's it for the announcements. All right, so if everyone can hold, we'll probably be moving the vehicle out momentarily.
Thank you, John Bray. John Bray, the Blind Driver Challenge Coordinator. So everyone will stay where we are as they move the vehicle out. Let me just ask all of you, was this a fabulous day in the sun in Florida? Do you think this exercise today will help us change what it means to be blind? And isn't it great to be a member of NFB? Thank you all very much for coming. Enjoy the rest of your time in Daytona.
The press conference, the Blind Driver Challenge, after the Blind Driver Challenge, now concluded as we will sit around here and wait for the car to come through. And there it is.
All right, everybody, thank you. Have fun this afternoon. We'll see you tonight at the party.
The vehicle has left the building.
There you have it, folks. Coverage of the press conference of the Blind Driver Challenge, courtesy of Blind Bargains. Thank you all for listening and for being a part of this momentous day. For BlindBargains.com, I'm JJ Meadows.